We're talking today with Elisa Harrison, who's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of the contractors for the beef checkoff. And Elisa, let's talk a little bit about some of the areas of your expertise, and that's in that digital marketing platform that we've really moved to in trying to reach consumers effectively. I know that we've really had some retooling, refinishing, I guess you might say, of the Beef It's What's for Dinner website.
Yeah, exactly. We did some consumer research about a year ago to see how much equity there was in Beef It's What's for Dinner, the tagline, because it is an iconic tagline. A lot of people still remember it. But we wanted to see if millennials remembered it or if they did, or even if they didn't, what it meant to them. And we found that it has a tremendous amount of equity. You know, beef producers have been investing in Beef It's What's for Dinner for 25 years. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of equity out there. And millennials remember it. It brings back great memories for them growing up. And for those who don't remember it, it still invokes a great thought and inspires them to go out and eat beef, which is really what we're trying to do. Our overall goal is to make beef the number one protein choice for consumers. There are more protein choices than ever for consumers to choose from. Mm-hmm. Beef is certainly right at the top of that, but we have to work very hard to maintain our place on the consumer's dinner plate as well as in their wallet. So we wanted to leverage that equity that we have because that's something that distinguishes us from other proteins, chicken, pork, you know, plant-based protein, and we wanted to use that to our advantage. We also found that consumers today want to know where their food is coming from and who's producing it. Again, that's something that that's a strength for the beef industry. Mm-hmm. Cattle farmers and ranchers are beloved people in this country. So we wanted to kind of connect Beef It's What's for Dinner with the people who are raising the product. And so that's what we did. We relaunched the brand. We updated the logo. We modernized it. We put together a fantastic new website that is really geared on helping consumers understand how beef is produced from farm to plate, but also helping them prepare the product. We launched it in October, and we just have seen tremendous success. When people see the people behind beef, it really does make them trust and feel a lot more comfortable and makes them want to include more beef in their diet.
Now, by the numbers, I know that you've had a lot of success already.
Yeah, we have. So our goal was, with all of our campaigns throughout the year, is to reach 20 million consumers a quarter. And we exceeded that in the fourth quarter of last year. So we're very pleased with that. We've increased our normal website visits would be 1 million over the same time last year. We're close to 3.5 million people who have actually visited the website. But the video that we did that showcased producers, and we're calling it Rethink the Ranch, it is extremely popular. That video has been viewed over 1 million times. People are spending far more time on those pages about Rethink the Ranch than they are in other parts of the website. So people are interested in it. They're responding very well. And for those who are in digital marketing, knowing that if you can get a consumer to spend upward to 3 minutes on any one page of your website, mm-hmm. that's golden. And those are some of the numbers that we're seeing. And we're taking – that's the beauty of digital marketing, because we're able to directly target those consumers with particular messages. And when we do a pre and a post survey when we're out in the field after our advertising, we're really seeing a change in attitude, especially those people who say that they trust the people who produce beef. And that was really our goal.
Right. You know, when you think about trying to position the beef industry in the minds of those millennials, especially that you are targeting, you know, what are they really looking for? In other words, you indicated that they're willing to spend some time. They're interested in looking at those videos of the ranchers that you've showcased. What's really, you know, what's the thought process that they're actually going through?
Well, I think the consumers today, and millennials more so, but really all of us are come to the expectation that whenever we're buying something or engaging with something, it has to be a two-way street. You know, before, for so many years, we've always had this information available to consumers, and it was there if they wanted to come find it. What we're doing now, and what the digital platforms allow us to do, is push it out to them, and then it allows them to come back with us and ask questions, and then we can provide that information. So it's a two-way engagement, and that's what all consumers are looking for today. It's not just a one-way street anymore. And as I said, they really, consumers want to know who built their car. They want to know, you know, who raised their lettuce. There's so much information available to consumers today, it's not only that they expect it, but they demand it. And so we've got a great story to tell about beef and how beef is raised in this country. And so we're trying to be as transparent and as open as we can with consumers. That's what they're expecting, not just about the beef that they buy, but really everything that they buy. And if you can't provide that in a way that they want to receive it, then they're going to go buy something else. They'll go buy another protein choice or some other consumer product.
Now, one thing that's been very popular and has worked well for the beef industry for quite a few years has been the concept of recipes and the preparation videos that you've been able to advance, especially the last couple of years since we went all digital.
Yeah. Well, certainly YouTube, I think, is the number one platform for any consumer today, whether it's trying to figure out how to fix your washing machine to cooking, that cut of beef that you picked up in the grocery store that you're not really sure how to do. So it really is a great opportunity for us because, at least from a Beef is What's for Dinner standpoint, we are the experts in beef cuts and certainly preparation. On the new website, there are about 900 triple tested recipes on the website. But it also tells them, if you don't have this cut of beef, you can also make it with this cut of beef, because that is one of the challenges that beef has compared to maybe other protein choices. We have so many options for consumers that when they look at that sea of red in the meat case, they really don't know what it is. Chicken, for instance, you got a chicken breast, you have a drumstick, and you have a wing and a thigh. And so consumers, they can handle four cuts. So our big challenge and our focus is to make the information available to them in a way that they want to receive it. And one of the things that we're looking at is the emerging use of artificial intelligence. And so we're looking at some AI technology through the website so that when the consumer is at the meat case and going, what do I do with all of this? They literally can have a conversation with Beef is What's for Dinner through their smartphone and let us help them figure out what it is that they want to have for dinner that night.
At the cattle industry convention, the Cattle Facts folks talked about plenty of everything as far as the availability of beef, pork, poultry to consumers domestically, internationally. How important is it? You mentioned that consumers want to have protein at the center of their plate. How important is it that we try to use these advantages? The taste, the flavor, the juiciness, all these things that beef kind of has going for it.
It's extremely important for us to leverage beef's assets and attributes because there are so many things that make us unique compared to other proteins. And as you said, we call it the three pillars. It's people, protein, and pleasure. So certainly the protein, all the focus on, everyone recognizes now that protein is part of an important part of a healthful diet. And so we have to showcase the nutrients that you get from beef versus other proteins. The people, as I said, people is our advantage. When you look at, there's something about the farmer and rancher who produces beef. There's still that romanticism. It's still there and it's still important and it makes us unique and separates us. And then, of course, the pleasure, as you said, we really do hit the mark on taste, and it really does separate us. So it's important for us to take all three of those pillars and focus and combine them into our campaign because in the marketplace today, protein is protein in the consumer's mind. So we have to work really, really hard to show the uniqueness and the attributes of beef that separates us from the other. So we've got a great opportunity. We've got a great product. We've got a great story to tell, and we have good resources to tell that, but it is a competitive marketplace more so than ever before. So the more that we're doing, certainly at the national level, but the great thing about this new effort and campaign is that all the state organizations are also working along with us. So in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Beef Council is taking those same strategies and that same assets that we've developed and pushing it out within their market. So we really have a unified message for the first time in the beef industry than we've seen in a long time.
where are we going from here? What's next?
Well, it's a little bit to continue to leverage the 25 years of equity that we have in Beef is What's for Dinner, but our challenge is going to be to keep it fresh. So we're working on some ads right now that are a little bit edgier than maybe what you've seen in the past. And, you know, we have certain regulations that we have to operate in, but we want to push that envelope. And because there's so much information out there with consumers today, so much noise, we have to bust through that with very provocative messages and information. So as I also mentioned, the kind of jumping into the AI world, the artificial intelligence, that really is the trend. Companies, every consumer product company is doing it. Every engineering company is doing it. Every, you know, from East Coast to West Coast. So we're learning on how we can leverage that. So, but our challenge is going to be to keep it fresh, and we have to continually stay in top of mind with today's busy consumers that has a lot of information coming to them. So technology, the great thing about digital technology is it gives us some really fun ways to do that.
Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Alisa Harrison, in Oklahoma City, speaking to the Oklahoma Beef Council. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.